Madeline and the Bad Hat. In an old house in Paris that was covered with vines lived 12 little girls. In two straight lines, they left the house at 9:30. In two straight lines, in rain or shine. The smallest one was Madeline. One day, the Spanish ambassador moved into the house next door. "Look, my darlings, what bliss, what joy. His Excellency has a boy." Madeline said, "Is it evident that this little boy is a bad hat? In the spring, when birdies sing, something suddenly went zing, causing pain and shocked surprise during morning exercise. On hot summer nights, he ghosted. In the autumn wind, he boasted that he flew the highest kite. Year in, year out, he was polite. He was sure and quick on ice. And Miss Clavel said he isn't he nice. One day he climbed upon the wall and cried, 'Come, I invite you all. Come over some time and I'll let you see my toys and my menagerie. My frogs and birds and bugs and bats, squirrels, hedgehogs, and two cats. The hunting in this neighborhood is exceptionally good.' But Madeline said, 'Please don't molest us. Your menagerie does not interest us.' He changed his clothes and said, 'I bet this invitation they'll accept.' Madeline answered, 'A Tororo is not at all our idea of a hero.' The poor lad left. He was lonesome and blue. He shut himself in. What else could he do? But in a short while, the little elf was back again and his old self. Said Miss Clavel, 'It seems to me he needs an outlet for his energy. A chest of tools might be attractive for a little boy that's very active.' 'I knew it. Listen to him play, hammering, sawing, and working away. Oh, but that boy was really mean. He built himself a guillotine. He was unmoved by the last look the frightened chickens gave the cook. He ate them roasted, grilled, and frito. Oh, what a horror was Pepito. One day, when out to take the air, Madeline said, 'Oh, look, who's there?' Pepito carried a bulging sack. He was followed by an increasing pack of all the dogs in the neighborhood. That boy is simply misunderstood. Look at him bringing those doggies food. He said, 'Let's have a game of tag and let a cat out of the bag.' There were no trees, and so instead, the cat jumped on Pepito's head. And now just listen to the poor boy crying, 'Oh, secures,' which you must cry if by any chance you're ever in need of help in France." Miss Clavel ran fast and faster to the scene of the disaster. She came in time to save the bad hat, and Madeline took care of the cat. Goodbye, Fido. So long, Rover. Let's go home. The fun is over. There was sorrowing and pain in the embassy of Spain. The ambassadress wept tears of joy, and she thanked Miss Clavel for saving her boy. Nothing, said the ambassador, would cheer up poor Pepito more than a visit from next door. Only one visitor at a time. Will you go in first, Miss Madeline? So Madeline went in on tiptoe and whispered, Can you hear me, Pepito? It serves you right, you horrid brat, for what you did to that poor cat. I'll never hurt another cat, Pepito said, I swear to that. I've learned my lesson, please believe, I'm turning over a new leaf. That's fine, she said, I hope you do. We all will keep our eyes on you. And lo and behold, the former barbarian turned into a vegetarian. And the starling and turtle, the bunny and bat, went back to their native habitat. His love for animals was such, even Miss Clavel said, It's too much. The little girls all cried, Boo-hoo. But Madeline said, I know what to do. And Madeline told Pepito that he was no longer a bad hat. She said, You are our pride and joy. You are the world's most wonderful boy. They went home and broke their bread and brushed their teeth and went to bed. And as Miss Clavel turned out the light, she said, I knew it would all come out right. The end.